Satisfaction is the delta between reality and expectations. If people have really high expectations and reality doesn't match it, like a brand like ours, if we fall short, it's a mistake, even if it's a small mistake.
Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur.com. This summer, Entrepreneur Media teamed up with Athletes First to produce The Summit, which was a three-day event held in Park City, Utah, that brought together elite NFL athletes and the top minds in business to network, collaborate, and just make some magic. And it was magic indeed. We had athletes like Drew Bledsoe and Kyle Rudolph, and business leaders like today's guest, Sean O'Brien. Sean is the chief operating officer of Go Rentals, which is this completely amazing car rental company that erases the misery of the car rental process. You know what I'm talking about? Waiting in line for a car that isn't even there. It's gross when you get inside, all of that stuff. This replaces it all with the most over-the-top hospitality ever. It's incredible. So Sean sat down with me at the summit to talk about Go Rentals, his career path, his love of car racing, and just what color Lamborghini he thinks would go best with my complexion. So I hope you enjoy our convo. Here's Sean O'Brien. Why don't we start by you giving the elevator pitch for Go Rentals?
Yes. So Go Rentals is an elite car rental company. And what we really are is actually a luxury automotive hospitality company. So when you think about the travel experience as a traveler nowadays, you go to a common rental car terminal. You're lucky if there's a car there. You probably have to take transit to go get the vehicle. If the car is there, it's got 60,000 miles and has been smoked in and everything else in between. And Go really exists to take that entire experience and do away with it. And so what we do is we ultimately have created a luxury experience in a commodity industry. And we really work to remove all friction in the travel experience so that whether you're traveling private into an FBO, whether you need a vehicle delivered to your home, whether you need a vehicle delivered curbside, wherever you may go, we can meet you where you are and actually bring you a beautiful vehicle with a 4-5-star hospitality trained staff that actually are NDA compliant, TSA compliant, Secret Service compliant, whatever it may be, that they can respect you as an individual, as a VIP, an entrepreneur, whatever it may be, and get you on your way.
So all of that sounds amazing and also not easy.
Yes.
Can you give us any sense of all the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that when I step off the plane, there's my car?
Yes. So that's actually where the magic happens. It's also the hardest part about the model. So, you know, we don't rent car classes. It's not like you rent a full-size vehicle from us and whatever you show up, whatever we have is what you get. We actually guarantee the exact make, model, color, even down to the license plate if needed, if you have an executive protection firm or somebody that's actually driving the vehicle on your behalf that needs that. And if you're flying private, our team will actually track your tail number and your plane in. We will make sure that if you're diverted, say if you're flying into Aspen and get diverted due to weather, we can actually make sure that that vehicle is available in Eagle or Rifle. Or if you're flying down to Palm Beach and there's a TFR because President Trump's in town, we can actually move that vehicle over to Boca to help you get through. And the vehicles are hand detailed, they're hand sanitized. We clean out all the Bluetooth records so it feels like a brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
We're making sure that the vehicle is staged at least 15 minutes ahead of time, preheated, pre-cooled depending on the market, drink of choice in the cup holder, a handwritten thank you note. And all of that obviously takes a whole team of people around the country that are trained in hospitality standards, legitimately care about creating a phenomenal guest experience, and honestly can do it the same and create the consistent experience no matter where you travel in the country.
So where do you fit into that machine?
So I am the chief operating officer of Go. I joined the company about a year ago. Spent a decade before that as a partner at Bain & Company, advising corporations as big as Fortune 10 or Fortune 100, the whole way down to private equity-backed portfolio companies, learn how to grow and scale. Go Rentals was a client of mine. And after advising them on one of the largest expansions that they went through in history, building out a revenue management capability, they actually asked me to join and help run the company. So Kay and Kavis Gitabin founded the company. I work with Kay and Kavis to actually run the day-to-day of the entire enterprise. So all aspects I'm responsible for, sales, marketing, pricing, operations, IT, HR, you name it. And really my goal is to build a really high-performing team, make sure that they're working together effectively, make sure that they're building their departments out for the scale and complexity that comes of adding, I think just this last quarter alone, we added 8 or 10 locations. And doing that in a way that we can deliver an experience, again, that's consistent, whether you fly into John Wayne Airport in Orange County, Palm Beach in Florida, or Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, where I grew up.
I want to land back in New York, and I want a neon green Lamborghini waiting for me with a big gulp filled with Mountain Dew. Can you make that happen?
Kay Gitabin, our co-founder, says it best. The answer to every question is yes, as long as it's legal and ethical.
I love that.
So we actually do. We have guests. We have athletes that want a very specific vehicle for spring training, for example. We will go buy that vehicle for them, have them rent it for the 2 months, and then we'll sell it afterwards. We'll have families that come in from international. You know, a father wants to have a son see a specific fun vehicle. We will buy that vehicle. I'm actually driving one of them right now. It's a GR Corolla. It's a very unique vehicle in our fleet, one of the only manuals, but we actually made that happen because it was a special experience for him and his son.
Now, I know cars are not a passing interest for you.
Correct.
You enjoy driving them quite quickly.
Yes.
Is that something that has come up because of being involved with Go Rentals, or did those two things come together at the same time?
So it's funny, I got connected to Go while I was at Bain because there was a relationship through an investor in Go. Go was looking for help to scale. And when the call came in through Bain, they were looking for someone who knew growth, scaling, and liked fast cars, liked nice cars. And my name came to the top, and that's actually how I got connected to Kavis and Kay. But yes, in my personal life, I collect cars. I'm a Porsche fanatic. I gentleman race Porsches in grassroots racing. So 8 to 10 times a year, I'm out traveling around the country, competing in sprint and endurance races in a series called Porsche Spec Boxer.
So how does your approach to racing cars competitively compare to the way you compete in business?
So there's a lot of interesting parallels. So the most brutal part about racing vehicles, and I think about the athletes here and the telemetry that they're starting to be exposed to, is in a race car, the data doesn't lie. So the exact throttle position, the exact brake position, how much you turn the steering wheel, that's all data that a pro can be compared against. And they can tell you down to the millisecond, you turned in too early, you brake too hard, whatever that may be. And you try to use that data to apply and grow. I view that as no difference in a business. The data never lies. And so it's about using that data to bring insights out and take action and actually just run a business better than the way it's run today. The other interesting thing is every time I've gotten in an incident in racing, my ego honestly maybe went a little too high, and I avoided a pretty noble risk. And so, you know, I saw an opportunity. I didn't measure the risk correctly. I went for it, and there were consequences to pay. So I see it very, very similar to business.
So we've heard from so many amazing speakers here, we've talked to so many amazing people. What's something that you heard or learned that surprised you or is new to you?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So much. I actually found Terrence's story last night just absolutely phenomenal. And for those of you that don't know, Terrence had a career-ending injury, bounced back from it as he was just coming into his prime in the NFL, and is now, I think, funded 120 companies, he said at some point.
Yeah.
You know, he talked a lot about pattern recognition. I view a lot of my career and what I bring to Go now as pattern recognition. It was 70 plus engagements at Bain, working with probably 40 plus companies. And he brought a different lens to it and actually saying, listen, there's a wealth of companies out there. There's a lot of baby boomers and otherwise that are retiring. There's a lot of businesses that have been run a certain way over time. And a lot of what he's doing is he's identifying opportunities based off of opportunities he's seen before and investing ahead of anyone else and being able to see that. And so it got my mind ticking a lot about my own career journey over time and what I'm doing at Go and how I could apply it.
So I've asked a lot of the football players who have businesses, how do you celebrate a win? So the question to you, you just won a Porsche race,
yeah,
or you just had a big win in business. How do you celebrate?
Usually, if I actually won a race, I'm jumping out of the car and finding my wife. Bless her. She honestly, she attends every race, and she's on the radio and actually is with the pit crew.
Wow.
Calling in if there's an accident, calling in information. So I usually try to go find her and give a hug. But then honestly, I just love being around friends and having a good cocktail and a drink. So if I can go out and celebrate and be around people I love and honestly let my hair down a little bit and not be stressed about work and not be stressed about something else, that's the best part.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, the mental health aspect of being in business, being an entrepreneur, it's very stressful, as you said.
Yes.
Is there anything besides racing that sort of like lets you turn off your brain for a minute?
It's parallel to racing, but I do a lot of action sports. So in the winter, I ski. In the summer, I try to scuba dive. I'm a big trail runner, so I'm jealous. You mentioned earlier you went for a trail run. But I just try to spend time outside, and I try to do activities that, honestly, people can't call me. They can't bug me. I can't pick up my phone. I can't think about anything else. And just honestly let my mind settle.
Yeah.
And I find I come back from that a lot more refreshed. And honestly, once all the noise quiets down, I generally find there was an issue that was going on underneath it that I found mental clarity on that I can come back and actually solve it in a much more effective way.
So what would be your advice to entrepreneurs, you know, of very small operations who feel like, I don't have 5 seconds, much less an hour to go exercise. What would be your advice to them?
Personally, the only way I found out how to do it is do it first thing in the morning.
Mm.
Before you pick up your phone, I wake up, I get out of bed, I brush my teeth, and ideally I'm headed out the door for a run. I'm jumping on the Peloton. I've been in an F45 lately, so I've been going F45. But I try to, before that first email and that first issue, particularly in a service business, our business operates 24/7. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If I can get out before I start addressing some of the day-to-day issues and opportunities that we need to work through, that's the best. And that's been the only way I've been able to protect it.
You've worked with a lot of different companies, been in business for a long time. What's your business hot take?
There's a few things. I think, listen, of all the companies I've worked with and the ones I really admire, it's actually one of the things that attracted me to Go. You know, Go was a company that had a ton of market opportunity ahead of it. A phenomenal product, a great culture. But the best thing it did is what I started out with, which is it just removes friction. Mm. It took something that everyone accepted to tolerate as a terrible experience and made it better.
Yeah.
And actually, as I sit around and listen to all these amazing stories, there's a lot of commonality in these businesses that are being built and people finding a niche, people finding a customer segment that has just learned to tolerate something that isn't good. And they've just knocked it out of the park in a different way of doing it. And they've obsessed over that segment. They've done it better than anyone else. And they've driven consistency in it. It's one of the hardest things to do. I talk a lot about the, I don't know if you've ever heard of the satisfaction equation, right? Satisfaction is the delta between reality and expectations.
Okay.
If people have really high expectations and reality doesn't match it, like a brand like ours, if we fall short, it's a mistake, even if it's a small mistake. If one of our competitors even has a car that shows up, people are happy just because a car is there and they weren't expecting a car to be there. And so I think a lot of the interesting businesses that I've been exposed to over the last 48 hours and the conversations there are doing those kind of things. They're setting a new bar, they're delivering it consistently, and they're removing friction in people's lives.
Finally, what are you excited about? What's on the horizon for you guys that you're pumped?
For Go, it honestly is every day we expand to more locations, more verticals, more places that honestly high net worth, ultra high net worth luxury travelers go. I think there are a ton of tailwinds in private aviation. There's a ton of tailwinds in luxury travel. People are spending more money on experiences and travel than they are personal goods. And I think for us, it's just honestly, it's what I wake up every day doing. It's thinking about building the infrastructure for this company to actually capitalize and grab onto that.
Yeah.
And be more places where our guests travel so that we can build a flywheel with them and build loyalty in a way that we've not been able to do in the past.
All right, man. Great.
Amazing.
That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.